Public libraries represent that clean, well-lighted place referred to by Ernest Hemingway. That's still true in the age of COVID-19, but right now, they're a little less inviting.
There's just no place for people to really hang out and be comfortable.
Shelley Walchuk is the director of Bayfield's Pine River Library.
Most people are coming in, looking for their materials, checking them out, and then leaving.
The library reopened this week for the first time in 3 months. Walchuk says when they unlocked the doors, it felt like a homecoming.
People who I hadn't seen for 3 months, who are regular visitors to the library, it was, oh, how are you? It was just this outreach of caring and concern and happiness to see this facility, which belongs to our community, open up again.
But the celebration is tempered with caution. For now, only 10 patrons are allowed inside at a time. Mask wearing is strongly encouraged. The study rooms and community room are still off limits, and all those comfy chairs have been taken away. Walchuk says reopening has also led to some mixed emotions among library staff.
Some staff was very nervous about opening up and exposing themselves to the virus, and other staff was just so happy to welcome people back in.
To ease anxieties, a few employees are working from home. But more than just taking precautions with people and physical space, libraries are also having to make sure their materials are safe to handle. So that movie you rented from the library, after you drop it in the return slot, it'll be quarantined for 3 days. According to Marcia Vining with the Ignacio Public Library, there's some science behind it.
The Institute for Museum and Library Studies has been doing at least some research, and of course we all recognize that all the research that's being done right now is very limited because it's so new. But what they're telling us is that 3 days they're not finding any evidence of the virus on materials.
But for many patrons, libraries are much more than a place to check out books and movies. They're uniquely public gathering places. In Ignacio, the community rooms will stay closed for now, and that leaves the art group and the book club displaced. The kids' summer reading program has gone virtual, but Vining says it's just not the same.
You know, we have digital sign-ups. We actually have a live streaming puppet show on July 8th. But that's been one of the hard things because we usually have over 100 kids or right around 100 kids sign up for summer reading. And so there's very much a concern about that and the effects on our kids.
In Colorado, libraries have been among the last public places to reopen. Shelley Walchuk feels that they've been left out of state guidance.
Some of it's confusing because the state has almost completely not included libraries in any of their announcements. So when they've gone through all the different kinds of businesses, et cetera, libraries have been neglected.
Lacking that state guidance, some libraries are opting to stay closed for now. The Durango Public Library, for example, says on its website that reopening takes a lot of thought and effort to keep people safe. Libraries in Cortez and Mancos haven't set opening dates either. But for the Pine River and Ignacio public libraries, it makes sense to reopen with plenty of safety measures in place. In Ignacio, they'd already been doing curbside pickup for materials for several weeks. That's where Marcia Vining says she could sense the anticipation for opening the doors again.
Just the looks on people's face when they have stopped by and said, can't wait until you're open. You know, the comments have just been just astounding.
Libraries have become much more than just bookshelves and study rooms. They're essential community hubs. But open or closed right now, they're all grappling with one important question.
How do we continue to provide the services that our community needs while maintaining safety for us and our patrons?
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.